Trump's running mate. When flamboyant realtor and reality TV star Donald J. Trump announced his candidacy, the political world, pundits, columnists, politicians, and the press almost choked themselves with their chortles, guffaws, and chuckles. Trump, overnight, became the butt of every joke. Slowly, thematically, one by one, he whittled down his opposition until he stood alone. Guess who's laughing now? Using ridicule, low humor, and a bully's unerring sense for the weakness of his prey, Trump decimated the field. His competitors grumbled, barked, and bellowed as they left, but they all exited. Trump's jibes hit each of them right between the ribs, leaving them fallen, gasping for air. That's because Trump, free of a politician's caution, broke all the rules and made his own. Why? Because billionaires can do that. Well, billionaires can do whatever they want. Which leads us to Trump's running mate. He's already got one. His wealth. Trump's money allowed him to run roughshod over the rules of the game, and it forced his opponents to spend like sailors on shore leave. They spent millions on ads. He spent thousands. He kept his powder dry for the general elections, even as he used free media, or should I say, corporate media, to pummel lying Ted into the ground. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has her work cut out for her as she faces an unpredictable Donald Trump. It won't be boring. The entire race has been the foolish underestimation of a man driven by ego and ambition. Those who underestimated him the most were left supine on the sidewalk. Prepare for a political street fight, because it's gonna get ugly. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.